This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week on Genesis Communications Network and rebroadcast the same exact program on Republic Broadcasting Network and we are picked up on many, many locations throughout the United States. And even these micro-broadcasters, they grab the signal from the Internet and rebroadcast it. And Ron Gibson in the Carolinas picks up the broadcast, strips out the commercials, and puts it on his YouTube channel. And that's Ron Gibson, Ron, G-I-B-S-O-N, channel. So I want to thank Ron and Republic Broadcasting and, of course, Genesis Communications Network and Jason, who is engineering the broadcast today. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth. Well, I am very, very well, and I trust you are as well.
Yeah, I'm great. It's daylight savings for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
makes
change
it,
the clock.
How does that make it feel? Worse, right?
It means that it's now 2 a.m. here.
Mm-hmm. Instead of 1.
It's yeah. Still 1 a.m. Yeah. That's right.
So did you hear the introduction to USA Prepares this morning with our announcer? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
Well, okay. Ron Allen is our announcer, and he has been for 8 years, and USA Prepares, and some of the commercials on the radio that you may hear. And my favorite commercial is, I want pizza. We want pizza now. I think that is one of the finest commercials ever produced on radio. Absolutely. And the man who did that is a USA Prepares instructor. So, and have you had any encounters with him?
I have. I'll probably be working with him in the near future on doing radio scripts, radio commercials, and getting into that area of writing. Because I think the USA Prepares community is familiar with the fact that I'm a writer. And, this is an area where I can really help a lot of people and put my skills to good use and make a living for myself. And so, I reached out to Ron Allen, and he said that he would be happy to work with me, mm-hmm. which yeah. I'm really happy about.
Well, to me, you're working with the best of the best. I've had the pleasure of working with Ron Allen, the big voice, and you can find him on the internet, Ron Allen, A-L-L-E-N, and the Big Voice Productions. And his work is truly, truly outstanding. It makes you pay attention. And the pizza commercial, over the top. Yeah. So I'm delighted that you're going to be spending time working with him. And I think you two will just hit it off. He may even like your accent so well that he may have you actually do the voice of some of the commercials.
Well, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the process at the moment of putting together just on my own little laptop. I don't have any sophisticated radio or broadcast studio here. I've just got my little laptop. but I'm in the process of putting together a radio commercial on my laptop, just using Windows Movie Maker. We had an old executable file of Windows Movie Maker lying around, and so I said, oh, goody, we'll put that on set if it works on Windows 10, and sure enough it did. So if anyone out there's got an executable file of Movie Maker and wonders if they can run it on Windows 10, then they can. And Movie Maker's about the best, one of the best little pieces of production software out there, but Microsoft's not distributing it anymore, unfortunately, because it's great. Well, you know, it's why do they do away with good products, Vincent?
Mm. It's okay. There's another product. If you're just doing audio, I've done a few audio commercials, not many, but the ones that I have done, I have used a free product, a free software application or series of programs called Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, Audacity. And it runs on Windows, and you can download it for free. And all you do is type in A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y. And it has, you've got the cutting and editing tools that you use with your mouse. You can speed it up a little bit. You can slow it down a little bit. You can increase, decrease certain portions of the audio. It is fabulous. So you might want to try that.
That's good. I might have a look at that. But Windows Movie Maker, you can save it as an MP3 file. So it's really pretty good. I don't know why Microsoft did away with it. Maybe it was just too good. Maybe they couldn't handle the fact that people could, do their own stuff.
Yeah.
So when I get this commercial cut, which will probably be sometime in the next day or two, I'll send you a copy, and I'll send Ron a copy, and it will probably eventually end up on GCN. But I've got to get the a little bit of money together just to pay for that first month. But I would encourage everybody out there. I'll just plug my book now. I mean, I suppose I should plug it at the end of the broadcast, or maybe I can plug it again at the end of the broadcast. I've got the prequel to The Lover of the Pirate King is now live on Amazon. Yes, I almost forgot. I have written a prequel to The Lover of the Pirate King, and it's called The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman. And I'm not going to offer too many spoilers, but it does describe the origins of the Tang Cartel. And once again, the feedback that I have received from my readers and reviewers that I've given copies of the manuscript to sort of like just to see what they think has been outstanding. And they love it. They want more. And so if you want to purchase it, I would really recommend that you go and do that. But it does have an 18-plus advisory on it, okay, because it does have, it is a romance novel. It does have romantic scenes, let's just say, and it has a few occasions of coarse language. It's not all through the book, and it does have some quite violent scenes. But if you skip over those pages, that's fine. It's still a perfectly readable story. If you come across something in the book you don't like, you don't have to read that bit. Skip forward a few pages and keep going, and you will not lose the plot. Yeah. But anyway, that's that's what's been happening in my life. So I'll be finished the ad probably in the next day or two. I'll send you a copy, Vincent. And I'll send Ron Allen a copy, but it will probably be a week or two before it goes on air, because, like I said, I just need to pay for a few things. It could be up to a month because I need to pay for a few things before that, before I pay for radio advertising, which is unfortunate because I would love to, I would absolutely love to get this ad on the air as soon as possible, but life is life. And we all have bills to pay.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'll comment as soon, to you as soon as I hear it. I want to ask you about royalty and Jeffrey Epstein and Harry and Meghan. It seems to me that Harry and Meghan are spending with near reckless abandon. They are cavalier about their adventures. They just seem to be poster children of the millennials. They and Andrew, it's clear that he likes little girls, and that he was involved in Jeffrey Epstein. And so the royalty, from what I can tell, is about to be deluged with multiple scandals coming from different angles at the same time when there was a bombshell that just hit the news yesterday that ABC, the American Broadcasting Company, spiked a news report of 3 years ago exposing Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew and the Clintonistas, so forth, and everybody seemed to get away with it at the time, and now it's explosive. And my take on this is, if ABC was selling something I needed, I would not buy it. That's how I feel about ABC spiking this story, protecting the Clintonistas, the royalty, and according to what I read, the royalty threatened multiple ways ABC and the release of this material. They were threatened. So does that mean MI6? Does that mean murder? Does that mean assassinations? I don't know. But the thought of what the elite in this world do is beyond the pale. It's unacceptable. And they seem to think they can write laws to tell us how we should behave, and they do not subscribe to the same laws that they pen. Any comments, Gwyneth?
I have a long history of being really, really opposed to pedophiles and pedophilia. And anyone who, you know, has followed my work for any length of time knows that I'm really, I don't think I would say on air how opposed I am to these people who do this and how angry it makes me. Because your comment yesterday when Rich Sheban was on air, I'm not sure if it was you or if it was Kyle or Rich who said it, but one of you guys said it, that this behavior damages people almost beyond repair.
And well, that's paraphrasing. That's paraphrasing, and both Kyle and I came out with that point. We'll be right back. Hold that thought. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And the point is, class, that people who behave like this, there's a thread that runs through them in everything they do. Everything. It's not compartmentalized. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, I'm paraphrasing of what I said yesterday, and that was that some people would say, "Oh, what he does in the bedroom—that doesn't matter. You know, he's a great president." I'm talking about little Willie, and womanizing, his philandering, his serial philandering, his nonstop philandering, his sex with another woman, Monica Lewinsky, in the Oval Office. Wow, you know, he's still a great president. Well, people would say that. And I would have to say that someone who behaves like that cannot be trusted. Cannot be trusted. That's how I look at it. And yet, so many people, and I'm talking about the GDP, and the GDP is everywhere. We are surrounded 360 degrees, and the top and the bottom, by these dumb people who are actually making life difficult for those with morals. They really are. They're the ones who wear the flip-flops when they go shopping. Those are the ones who leave their carts everywhere. Those are the ones who say yellow, pink, blue, green, orange, chartreuse, violet hair, you know, Kool-Aid colors. Well, you just have to, you know, that's the way it is. And, it's the times we're living in. So what you have to do is just, you know, just bear it. And you have to live with it, because that's the way it is. And I say absolutely, positively, no way am I going to do it. And if I had an employee, or many employees, whether I had 1,000 or 1, and one of them showed up with pink, blue, green, chartreuse, or turquoise hair, I'd fire them on the spot. On the spot. But I'd have a contract with them before we started. And it would say, here are my expectations, and this is what it takes to stay here. Now, if you violate any of those, and you want to have a, if you want to look like a native of some tribe, and you want to put a bone through your nose, and you think that looks cool, that's fine. Not with me, not in my company, not on my property. That's how I feel about it, because we are known with those whom we associate. We are like the people that we hang out with. People like them. So, if Jeffrey Epstein is a serial pedophile, and we have Andrew hanging out with him, what does that mean? Does that mean that he's against pedophilia? Obviously not. If Clinton and Gates are hanging out with Andrew and Epstein, doesn't that mean that these are birds of a feather flocking together and they like little girls? Isn't that what that means? Seems like it to me. Gwyneth?
Well, it's like this. Hillary Clinton's first ever job was, being legal defense for a pedophile, and she got him off. And later on, laughed and joked about the fact that she knew that he was guilty, and she chose to represent him anyway, chose to get him off anyway, and that, his polygraph test results destroyed her faith in polygraphs forever. And that's a quote. So, this is it. The homosexual people that I have heard of and that I have met and had opportunities to have conversations with, every single one of them, I cannot think of one of them that, when they were asked, did not say that, every one of them admitted that when they were children, somebody raped them. This is something that is so hugely destructive. It messes up a person's sexuality forever. And even, I know of, of course I won't mention their names, but I know of two sisters who were both raped as children by somebody that they knew very well. And one of the sisters ended up becoming a butch lesbian, and the other sister didn't. Now, how does that happen? But even the sister that didn't has had issues her whole life in that area. And I'm not going to reveal who they are, of course.
Of course not.
I do regard these sisters my friends.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, where police now say Cape Fear Valley Hospital is safe and secure after an officer-involved shooting there a short time ago. A suspect was shot by a Fayetteville cop after the suspect tried to take the weapon of a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy. The deputy was wounded. The incident led to reports of an active shooter at the hospital, but again, everything is now safe and secure there. An arrest has been made in connection with the brutal murders of 9 members of an American family who were traveling through Mexico. 3 women and 6 children were shot and then burned after their vehicles were ambushed by a drug cartel on Monday. The victims part of a fundamentalist Mormon community just south of the border. Mexican law enforcement says the suspect was heavily armed and was holding 2 hostages when he was captured. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us, and Gwyneth, yesterday I mentioned something that is very close to what you had just said, and that is our son told me that by around here in Missouri, in rural Missouri, and maybe it's even all of Missouri, that by the age of 15, many girls are either raped or are incest victims. And this is because of the absence of morals, at least as I see it. And our boys are having a very difficult time finding the right person. One's in his mid-20s, the other's in his 30s, and either they became pregnant in high school and have one or two families with different guys, the guys are not there, or they are disfigured intentionally, or they have no clue as to what's going on. They don't want to read, they don't want to write, it's too hard. And that's what our boys are seeing. They can't have discussions because the young girls just don't get it. When I say young, I'm talking up into the 30s. They just don't understand so much. They're naive about so many things. And I don't know if it's fixable. I don't know if they can. I think they have to find someone who's like 20 and start with someone who's 20 so that there's less damage. And it sounds like I must be making this up, right? But I'm not. Do you have any thoughts on what I just said about how these young people are damaged? And guys are damaged, too. I mean, if you look at them, some of them look like they're trying for that big job in the circus. I mean, as a freak.
Yeah, there is a news article that I sent you earlier. By the way, what you're saying in your area is pretty well the same in our area as well. And my oldest son was quite fortunate. He did happen to meet a lovely young lady, and he had known this young lady since he was in primary school. They went to primary school together, and they were always good friends. And now that he is a bit older, he lives at her place in town, and, you know, with her family there, and her family are old-timers, and apparently they're very good people in town, and they have a good reputation in the town of being real old-fashioned country town type people. So that's that's very fortunate. But my younger son, he more or less said, "Well, Mum, you know, I'm going to work on building up my own estate, and I'm not going to bother even looking until I've got my own estate built up." By his own estate built up, what he means is until he's got his own farm with a house on it. And I said, "Good on you, son." He said, "Yeah, I'm going to save up money. I'm going to buy some land around here. And I'm going to put a house on it. And then I'm going to worry about going and finding someone. And if it takes until I'm 30, well, so be it." You know? And I said, "Well, there's no rush for you." Because I've always said to my boys, I've said, "Listen, if you're men, there's no hurry to find that special someone, because you can father children. If you look after your body, there's men in their 80s and 90s who have become fathers if they look after their bodies. With women, it's a bit more of a biological clock that's ticking. And, you know, they have to more or less find someone by their early to mid-20s, because every year after the age of 26 that a woman does not have her first baby, her fertility begins to decrease. So all of these women who have gone to college, I went to college. I graduated when I was, 24. I met my husband when I was 23. And I had my first baby when I was 25. And my second baby when I was, 25 or 26, something like that. And I had my second baby when I was 28. And if my husband had lived longer, I would have had more children. my sons have grown up to be really fine, old-fashioned, good people. But that's because I have never, ever bought into this deranged lunacy is what I, it's the only word that I can think of to call it. But my kids were raised in an old-fashioned way. My children were raised in the same way that I was raised, that my parents were raised, and that their parents raised them, and that their parents raised them, all the way back to the dawn of time. And, the families department didn't particularly like it. But I fought them, and I won. And as more people did this, there'd be more normal children running around who are saying, well, I'm going to have my own piece of, I'm going to have my own property paid for by the time I'm 30, and then I'm going to, I'm going to have a good life. There's not many young people like that out there in the world from what I can see. And the local high school up the road, which is Wedderburn College, is actually in their sex education classes teaching the children that it's okay to be gay. And when I heard that they were doing that, I flipped out, Vincent. Can you believe that I actually flipped out at the people at the school? I wrote them a letter, and I said in this letter, please remove my child's name from your school roll. He will not be attending the school anymore, and this is why. And do you know something? That school, and I'm not saying this in a swearing way, I'm not saying this in a cussing way, that damned school, I'm saying it in a matter-of-fact way, that they are cursed. That school is cursed by God for their actions. That damned school is not taking my son's name off their roll. I told them, I want you to remove my son's name off the roll. He is not going to the school anymore. I'm not having him learning how to be a homosexual in sex ed class. And, you know, just three or four children that we know of in this country town school that has less than 1,000 students have declared that they are now homosexual after this sex education class. And that is not acceptable. And I flipped out at the school. And I'm sure the people at that school don't like me very much. But guess what, Vincent? I don't care. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, we're teaching a class on how to lose friends. And that's and they weren't friends to begin. And they were never,
know,
they were never
sexual people personally. Mm-hmm. You know, if they would only, I don't agree with what they're doing. I think it just, yeah, it disgusts me. The very thought of it, I just go, and I just want to block it out. The thought of homosexual acts.
Yeah, because it's wrong.
It's offensive to me.
It's wrong. It's immoral. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah. It's immoral. It's disgusting. And I'd like to comment on something that you said. So when you let this school know of your disapproval, displeasure with their homosexual agenda and instruction for the children on how you too can be a homo, I experienced something similar to that back in the 90s, the early 90s. One of our children made it, let me preface this, my dad was a teacher. My mom worked at a college. So education was like, we'll call it the family business. They were employees in public education. Well, my mom worked in the president's office of a college. My dad was, as I mentioned, a teacher. He was a principal. He was a teaching principal as well, which meant that he taught classes and was a principal simultaneously. And he was a principal of a school, or multiple schools, and then he was an acting superintendent. So he's done all the jobs. So for me and my wife to remove our children from the public training camp was a big deal in our family. It was almost a sacrilege. And so that was from the family side of the equation. From the other side, the, we'll call them former friends, they would say things like, how can you do this? How can you remove your children from public school? How can they be socialized? My response was, why would I want our children to socialize with thugs? Now, I would say, why would, and that was then, because the homosexual agenda wasn't in full swing yet. Now, I would say something akin to, why would I want our children to associate with thugs and be trained to be faggots, queers, homos, gays, lesbians, and the like, and the I don't knows, or the switch hitters, like male for today, well, maybe this afternoon, maybe in 20 minutes they'll change. Why would I want our children to associate with that? Why would I want our children to say, Mom, Dad, let's go to the store and let's get a couple different colors of Jell-O or dye, because on Thursday, it's pink hair day at the school, and I want to support the school. So I want to be pink hair, and the guys are going to do it too, Dad. So we're all going to do that, and it's fun. Why would I want to support any of that? So what we did was we took our children out of the public training camp. One went all the way to the sixth grade. That was the most. One went to the fourth grade, and then one didn't go until high school. And then he decided he wanted to try it because he had never been to the public training camp. And what he found out was he was the odd guy out. He was picked on because he didn't have a girlfriend. Well, we just moved to Missouri. How could he possibly have a girlfriend? Just got here. So they gave him, you know, so the farm boys gave him a hard time, and they'd pick on him, and they'd hit him, and they'd punch him, and they'd sucker punch him. Finally, he lost his temper and took out the biggest guy in the school. Well, naturally, because he took third place in fighting at Disney Wide World of Sports. Karate, martial arts. All it took was one hit. Boom. The whole thing was over. It's kind of like The Walking Dead. And Negan. Negan just real quiet. All of a sudden, he'd take out Lucille. Lucille was that baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. And, you know, a guy disagreed with him. Bang. It was over. Now, our son didn't use a baseball bat. He just used a tight fist. That's all it took. So, do you have to put up with it? Absolutely not. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking a little while ago about Harry and Meghan Markle and Prince Andrew. And the question I was asking, and we haven't finished talking about this, was Harry and Meghan spending with reckless abandon while the Frogmore Cottage that was renovated, $3,861,000. $3,861,000 to renovate it, you know, to their liking. Year number one, Meghan all spent $522,000. It seems enormously reckless to me.
Yeah.
She bought an engagement dress. She bought a dress for £56,000. So £56,000 is $72,000. For a dress. That kind of excess, that kind of in your face, look at me, is a sin according to the way I was raised. It's a sin. It's immoral. It's reckless. But that's what they do. And people love royalty. They just think they're the best. I think they're fleecing the flock. I think it's over the top outrageous. And if it were happening in my neck of the woods, I'm telling you, there would be a tax revolt. At least one person would be.
I think everyone needs to have a tax revolt, and I think that it needs to happen now. legally and lawfully, because taxation is extortion and theft. You work really, really hard for that money, and how dare some thug with a gun come along to you and tell you that you've got to work until Wednesday afternoon for the man, or Thursday morning for the man, and then you might get Thursday afternoon and Friday of earning money for yourself, which is generally around about what it is around here, that you're well into at least Wednesday afternoon to Wednesday evening before you're earning money for yourself around here. You know, this is the hours that is in the 5-day work week, that it's generally about a 46% tax rate. And then after that, you've got a 10% GST, and then you've got property taxes, you've got motor vehicle registrations, you've got this tax, that tax, the other tax. If you drink alcohol and smoke tobacco, there's taxes there as well. There's fuel tax. You know, you're probably only getting actually probably about 10 or 15%, maybe 20% of the money that you earn actually goes into your pocket. And that's just not acceptable, Vincent. You know, oh my gosh, this whole world is just so screwed up. If you don't mind, I know that it's a topic that gets us both riled up, but I would like to comment a bit more on the homosexual agenda. I think, just before that though, I would like to summarise my view on what Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are doing. I believe that they're soulmates. I believe that they are the reincarnation of Henry VIII and Anne of Cleves, from my research, and that they have got a case of let them eat cake itis. Is the only thing, you know, in other words, quoting, that the French queen, I forget her, Marie Antoinette, quoting Marie Antoinette. It's not sure whether she even said it, but I think that it summarises where the people came to her and said, oh, the people have no bread. And then she turned around and said, let them eat cake. And I think that about sums up their attitude, but it's a very dangerous attitude for them to have, because that particular, I'm not wishing any harm against the royal family, okay? I'm just saying that, there's a lot of people out there who are really, really hacked off at the royal family, and in the past, this same sort of scenario ended with the French royal family losing their necks, getting their heads cut off. And I don't want to have any harm coming to the British royal family, okay? I like Princess Diana, and the ghost of Princess Diana has come from time to time and actually spoken to me, and I really like her. She's a lovely lady, you know, and I would count her among my friends. When we get back from the news, I think I can hear the music. I would actually like to talk about this homosexual agenda a bit more.
Sure. Sure.
Okay,
and I'll also share with you. I'll also share with you a magazine. I'll discuss it. It's called Rural Missouri, the November 2019 issue. And Mrs. Finelli just handed it to me. And there's my smiling face. And I'll tell you what it says when we come back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.